Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
That's right. It's getting warmer outside, and that means, whoa, there's one now, a mosquito. That's right, they're coming out, and in some parts of the country, of course, they never went away. What does that mean for our pets? Well, it means heartworm disease, potentially. That's right. I mean, dogs can die of heartworm disease. And I want to talk about a new way. It's called double defense, which we can protect our pets. Also, the human-animal bond is what this show is all about. I would not be on the radio, those of you who have a pet, and I assume that is most of you, would not even have that pet, whether it be even a goldfish or a finch. Or something like a snake, if it wasn't for the human-animal bond. We might not bond as closely with snakes as we do our dogs and cats, but you know what? There's a bond there, too. And veterinarians are now going to be certified as human-animal bond veterinarians. What does that all mean? We'll talk with the executive director of an organization called HABRI. Everything is an acronym now, right? So that's the Human-Animal Bond Research Institute. Steve Feldman will be on the show to talk about that. And if you have a cat, does your cat sort of prefer the left side or the right side? It turns out cats, just like people, have paw preferences. Well, in people we call it left hand or right hand. In cats we call it paw preference. Well, is your cat left pawed or right pawed? And what the heck does that mean? Maybe if your cat is left pawed, your cat is more likely to be president. If your cat is right pawed, your cat is more likely to be an accountant. I don't know. We will find out and most of all talk with you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. I'm here to answer your pet behavior questions. So if you have a question about your cat thinking outside the litter box, your dog barking too much when you're not home, I'm the guy. 866-554-PETS. Katie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, but I suspect in reality you have a question, so you're not so great.
I do. I have a 6-month-old German Shepherd puppy who was never terrified of the water before, but all of a sudden is afraid of all water.
Bath, wow.
Shower, pool, ocean, everything. So now trying to give him a bath, because he's bad and rolls in the mud, so trying to give him a bath is torture.
Okay, so lots of dogs don't like baths. So if I turn on the water in the basin in our basement where our dog gets a bath, our dog runs the other way, goes to the passport office, and tries to leave the country. And you know what? That's not unusual. However, if we go to the beach
and our dog begins to sniff the water, like a block away from the beach, she's pulling me toward the water. So, same dog, you know, so something about the bath that she doesn't like, and something about the water that she loves, would live for. Mm-hmm. That's typical. What isn't typical is a dog who previously enjoyed water, which I gather is the case.
Yep.
And now overnight somehow decides, we're not only talking about the bathtub, because that what I'm trying to say is that's typical, but used to love swimming in the ocean, I take it, and doesn't anymore at
yep.
all. Okay, so something happened. I don't know what could have happened. I mean, it is conceivable that the dog associated the bath and water with the ocean, but that's unlikely because all along your dog's probably been getting baths and enjoyed the ocean for years. And now what would make this bath different to make that association? So I don't, it's possible, but I don't think that's the case. I think something else yeah. went on in the water. Did a shark attack
you?
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if a shark attacked your dog. So
no sharks.
Okay, so it's 6 months old. That helps a lot. So it's 6 months of age, and I was going to ask how old your dog is. I was going the other way, thinking there's something painful about it, that you had an elderly dog, perhaps. A six-month-old dog, they go through this period called a fear period, and it happens with all dogs when they're from anywhere from about 6 months of age to about 8 or 9 months of age. And they're just walking down the street, and something like, a truck. They wouldn't be fearful of a truck, right? They've seen trucks every day. And now suddenly they're afraid of trucks. And with some dogs, it just comes and goes, and you just kind of ignore it. With other dogs, what we do have to do is kind of help them along. And that's what I would try to do with your dog, since swimming in the ocean. Don't worry about the bathtub. Your dog may never like that. Or we can get your dog to tolerate it. But that's a separate conversation, because there's something else going on when your dog is getting a bath. But when your dog previously loved swimming in the ocean, unless a shark did attack your dog or something happened in the ocean and now doesn't like it anymore, I'm assuming, based on your dog's age, it has something to do with that fear period I'm talking about. So let's take some really good treats out into the ocean. Don't force the dog. Pretend as if you had a really little puppy. Go to the shallow water. Play a game. Woo-woo! Catch the food! I've got food right here. I mean, we're talking up to the dog's paws, you know? I mean, really right. shallow water, just kind of to splash in. You might even, if you have a swimming pool, like one of those kiddie pools, try doing the same in a kiddie pool and make it a fun game. You could toss a little ball into either the ocean or the kiddie pool. Kiddie pool might be an easier way to start. Now, I'm assuming...
Yeah, kind of monitor him.
Yeah, and I'm also assuming that your dog is okay with other dogs, because when you go to the ocean...
Yeah.
Okay, because if your dog were fearful of other dogs and other dogs are in the ocean, that could be the explanation. But apparently it's not for your dog. So I would just try to have fun by tossing a ball, if your dog likes tennis balls or frisbee disc or something, and then make it, you know, here's a treat, here's a treat, here's a treat, here's some food, and make it as fun as possible. And don't, rule number one, don't force. You know, a lot of people do that. They take their dog, they pick up their dog, and it's 6 months old, even a German Shepherd, you could pick up that dog, take that dog out into where it's like 6 feet deep or something, and then plop down your dog. My dog will learn to swim. Well, they will or they'll drown. You're right about that, but it's not a pleasant experience. It would be like you going out, you know, into the ocean on a boat, and then the captain of the boat saying, jump overboard. You know, I mean, that's not fun.
No, definitely not.
No, so we want to motivate by making it fun, and let me know what happens. It's not a question I get every day. I'm also going to send you a copy of the book Decoding Your Dog, which was written by members of the American College of Veterinary Behavior. And I was one of the, I had the honor of being an editor on the book. So we'll send you a copy. I don't know that we cover this particular problem in the book. It's kind of a unique issue, but what we do cover is the fear period that I spoke about. And that does apply to your dog. All right. So hold on.
Cool.
We need your address so we could send you a book.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
So much.
Thank you. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Check it out, our Facebook page. Simply go to facebook.com, type in my name, Steve Dale, and you will find my fan page, which indeed I hope you do like. Like me. That's right. You can also check us out on our own website, which is petworldradio.net. You have a cat at home? Does your cat do things mostly with the left paw or the right paw? Turns out cats do have a preference. Which cats tend to be left pawed? Which cats tend to be right pawed? And what does it mean anyway? We'll tell you next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail Taylor near you.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So, do you think I'm left-handed or right-handed? What do you think? Well, it turns out most people who are entertainers are left-handed. Most presidents are left-handed. And indeed, I'm left-handed. Most accountants, right-handed. Most people who do daily, like, construction work, right-handed. So, is there a difference with cats? And why would it matter? I'll get to that in a moment. So, researchers at the Animal Behavior Center at Queen's University. So that's pretty official. It's in Belfast, and they analyzed data of 44 domestic short-haired cats. About half of them were male, about half of them were female, which matters, and I'll get to that in a moment. Well, it turns out that humans are overwhelmingly right-handed, right? Well, cats, it's about 50-50. And the correlation is whether they are is by gender. So it matters as to whether they are female or male cats to determine preference. So female felines were more likely to favor their right paw, and male cats tended to favor their left paw. But does lateral bias, which is the fancy way of saying left paw or right pawed, really matter? Does it make a difference? Well, the truth is that nobody knows. Cats who favor using a left paw likely rely more heavily on the right hemispheres of their brains, and they tend to, in theory then, that would be the place that they display stronger fear responses and aggression as a result of that. So are cats that prefer using their left paw actually likely to be more aggressive? Well, that would be another study for another time. Nobody knows, but it's interesting. And some suggest that emotion may also be tied to this. So stay tuned, as they say in radio. We'll see. So here's what you can do on a daily basis. Give your cat some tasks to do. Easy things, like put some food out on the floor, kibble.
and see if your cat moves the left paw or the right paw to get the kibble. And over time, you'll determine, and some cats open doors and things like that, which paw does your cat use? Get one of those little treat balls that I talk about all the time to enrich the cat's environment. Put some kibble in there. Does your cat move that ball around mostly with the left paw or the right paw? And then you can discern there probably is a difference. And my guess, based on this study and only based on this study, it is correlated to whether your cat is a male or a female cat. At least that's what they say in this study. So soon you walk into your veterinary clinic or go online to your veterinarian's website and you see that your veterinarian, I hope, is certified in the human-animal bond. Well, what does that mean? Does it really matter? We will answer next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net. Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You would think that veterinarians, and they do understand the human-animal bond, but now this is exciting. Your veterinarian, and this is news, your veterinarian might not even know about this yet, can be certified for human-animal bond certification is what it's called, through HABRI, the Human-Animal Bond Research Institute. Steve Feldman, executive director, is here. Steve, what is this all about? And it's more than about you, HABRI. It's also a partnership, I believe.
Well, that's right. The Human-Animal Bond Research Institute and the North American Veterinary Community, NAVC, have partnered together along with the American Veterinary Medical Association, AVMA, to bring you this certification. So HABRI has all this amazing scientific research that shows that pets are good for you. The research shows that you can improve your heart health, that you can help alleviate anxiety, stress, and depression. These are things that are important to all of us. And you can do that by having a great, strong relationship with your pet, the human-animal bond. AVMA and NAVC have these great learning tools, and they have all the veterinarians. And it turns out veterinarians are such important messengers because they're the ones who build and strengthen the human-animal bond. So the certification is going to marry up the science with the veterinary practices so that consumers, pet parents, can all benefit from the certification.
And this is really exciting to me because you know what? You wouldn't be here talking to me, and none of you would be listening to me now. If the human-animal bond didn't exist, we wouldn't have pets. To my knowledge, our government doesn't say, you must have a pet. Yet 60% plus of Americans have pets. It's a choice we make. And ultimately, it's the choice we make because of the bond that's going to happen. So why should we look, and indeed I do believe you should look, for a veterinarian who is certified with human-animal bond certification?
Well, so the human-animal bond, it's that mutually beneficial relationship that we have with our pets. We love them. Right? But that's the term for it, the human-animal bond. So you want to go to a veterinarian who recognizes and honors that bond and who knows something about the science. Because when you go to a veterinarian who's thinking about the human-animal bond in every interaction, every time you go into the exam room with them, you're going to have a better experience with your veterinarian, your pet's going to get better care, and you're really going to have a better experience overall at your veterinarian's office, which is good for everyone.
It is good for everyone, and one of the reasons why veterinary visits for cats in particular, for dogs too at times, are difficult and people just don't go unless something is really clearly wrong, but they're not going for checkups. We know why, and there are a lot of reasons for it, but one reason is the cat didn't have a good time, and that, friends, if you have a cat, that can be an understatement. And if the cat isn't having at least a tolerable time, you're not going to go back either. And the veterinarian expressing and understanding and respecting that bond, to me, is incredibly important.
Well, that's right. And I always say, you know, what kind of conversation are you having with your veterinarian? Hopefully you're talking about your pet's health. But you should also be having a more meaningful dialogue. I always say that poster on the wall of the vet practice that talks about, you know, some drug that you can't pronounce doesn't do much for conversation. But what if there's now a poster on the wall that says, here are the top five ways that your pet is good for you? What kind of conversation does that spark? And then you're having a really meaningful experience in your veterinary office.
And I will tell you, when you talk to, and I have veterinarians that have been around a while, practicing for 40, 50 years in some cases, they will talk to you about how their life has changed, their working life has changed, because the bond we have with our animals has changed as well. I mean, if you go back a certain amount of time, the dogs were sleeping outside in a doghouse. Today, when you talk to people of a certain age, in their 20s, and you say the term doghouse, they don't even know what you're talking about. They don't even know what the term means. So it is all changed, and with that is the way not only we treat our animals, but veterinarians talk about it, and also veterinarians practice, I think.
We did a survey, and what it showed was that millennials really expect to have this kind of conversation with their veterinarians. We're going to give the veterinarians the tools to have the conversation, and that'll produce a more meaningful experience for pet parents.
So how do you know your veterinarian is certified?
Well, they're going to go through the course. They're going to have to take the exam. Mm-hmm. But then we're going to give them the window decals and the brochures and those posters so that you can look for the Human Animal Bond certified logo and ask your veterinarian if they're certified.
Now, I love it when we have breaking news. And this is, in the animal world, breaking news. So what we need to do is talk a few months from now and then a few months from now to remind people what this is all about. I think it's exceedingly important. I think it's great. Steve Feldman from Habry, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You're listening to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Welcome back. Of course, I never left. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-PETS. Let's go back to the phones. We're here to help you. That's what I will try to do for you. Kelly in Nevada. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on?
Well, oh my gosh, where do I start?
I don't know.
I have three indoor cats.
Uh-huh.
One is 18. I've ruled him out because he can't jump that high.
Okay.
The 6-year-old, I think, is the culprit. It's a neutered male.
Yeah.
And he has taken, or my 14-year-old female has taken to urinating in my sink or on my granite countertops.
Mm.
And I'm pretty disgusted by it. And it's funny because yesterday I actually had a friend tell me, put aluminum foil out. So I did that last night.
Yeah.
And they just moved to a different spot this morning, I just noticed.
They urinated on a different spot or moved the aluminum foil, which is sometimes what happens?
No, they actually urinated on a different counter.
Ah. Okay, yeah, you could cover all your counters and they'll probably find somewhere different.
Exactly.
And that, yeah, and that, you know, if you want, that's fine, but we need to figure out what the heck is going on. Now, when a cat goes in a sink in particular for some reason?
Yes.
It's a red flag to me, and anytime a cat is going outside the box, I say this anyway, and for good cause, see your veterinarian.
Okay.
Because I want to rule out not necessarily only a urinary tract infection, which is typically what people think about, but also cystitis, which is more complex to diagnose, but it's actually more likely.
Is cystitis, is it more likely to occur in a male cat or a female cat?
You know, I don't know for sure. And I don't know that anybody does.
Okay.
So, but it can occur in either.
Okay.
So you're thinking because cystitis is more likely in women for people than in men. But in cats, I honestly don't know the answer to that. But
okay.
here's what I will ask you. Regardless, these are applicable questions that I'm about to ask. But, again, I don't want to underestimate. You need to see your veterinarian first because I can give you all the advice in the world. And if we don't treat a medical issue that's going on, we're really ultimately not going to help.
Okay.
All right. But I still will ask, how many litter boxes do you have?
I have one large litter box that I clean twice a day.
Okay. And the rule, do you know the rule on the show?
Yeah. I know I should have I should have a minimum of two, probably most likely three.
Oh, well, the rule is, are you sitting down?
No.
The rule is as many litter boxes as you have cats plus one.
Oh.
So theoretically, you should have four. I would
wow.
at least go to two boxes. I probably, since you have a problem, would go to three or four. Really, really, really.
Okay.
I mean, that just doing that, separating the boxes so they're not all in the same room.
Okay.
Putting a box close to the room where the kitchen counters are.
Okay.
Just doing that alone, I could stop there. Probably it'll solve your problem.
Okay.
Now, but I will continue. Do these cats get along well?
Oh, absolutely.
You're sure?
Absolutely. The male cat, he's the youngest, and of course he's not really a bully, but he's pretty feisty.
Mm-hmm.
The female, this is a whole different topic, but my female cat, who I've had since she was a tiny kitten.
Is that the 18-year-old?
That's the 14-year-old.
14, okay.
The 14-year-old female, it was very timid up until about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she would stay in a little hall closet in her bed. She would come out only at night.
What happened 6 months ago?
I don't know. We're all stunned because she is deathly afraid of ceiling fans. And all of a sudden, about 6 months ago, she came out one evening and walked down the hallway. She walked across the living room floor. Now, each night, she'll get up on the back of the sofa. She'll sit in my lap. The cat has never, ever done this.
I know what happened.
What happened?
The cat called in the show. I gave the cat some advice, and now things are better.
I guess that's what it was.
Yeah, of course, I don't have any idea what went on
wow.
there. But I'm glad. But I also wonder if there was a change in the household or something, whether it was a change in your work hours, construction people coming over for a time, Uncle Joe coming to visit. I don't know. The kids going back to school, then coming home from school, just something.
Nothing. There was really, truly no defining reason or moment or anything that has changed in a schedule, in a pattern. It was just like she woke up one day and said, okay, I'm alive now.
Now, how about as far as the cat that you think is going on the counters, was there any change that you think might have coincided with that?
No. Now he does. He tends to my Jesse boy, the 6-year-old. He tends to leave the old guy alone.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. Rather than cleaning him at night, he pretty much leaves him alone. Now he uses my female, the younger one, to, you know, he'll chase her around and you know, aggravate her. She really doesn't want anything to do with him.
Ah, well, what happened to that answer earlier? You said they get along well. So maybe they, maybe they don't get along as well as you think. By having one litter box, what you're doing is you're creating, for lack of a better word, competition for that box. So if one cat is standing in front of the box, the other cat just standing there, either coincidentally or on purpose, which happens, to intimidate that cat from using the litter box, the cat's got to go somewhere. And by going up high, what the cat might be telling us, is here's a safe place where I could see what's going on.
Oh, that's awesome. I can see that.
All right, so here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I still want you to go to the vet. I definitely need you to add those litter boxes.
Okay.
You have to spread them out. They all can't be in the same place. You can put two together of the four, because I would like four.
Okay.
But they've got to be in at least three different places total.
Okay.
One in a room that's fairly accessible to the kitchen counter room.
Okay.
Wherever that would be. And then, in 2 or 3 weeks, call me back and let me know if things are better.
Awesome. I will do that.
All right. This is Steve Dale's Pet World. I am Steve Dale, here to talk to you. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS. The thing that really disturbs me is that very often people call in. That's good. I'm glad you're calling in. And you tell me about your pet's behavior problem. And in the course of telling me about it, or I may ask, how long has this been going on? And I hear, 3 years. By the way, you have about 3 minutes to fix it. So jumping on a problem early, don't be embarrassed. Call. We don't have to know where you live. 866-554-PETS. Or you can email steve@petworldradio.net. And the thing I like about the email I'm about to read is, yes, someone contacted me proactively before the problem continued on for years. What they're doing about the problem themselves, I don't like at all. So that's another reason why I am glad these folks contacted me. You will hear about it next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So here's what people tend to do. It gets nice outside. Not for those of you who are listening in Florida. I know it's been nice outside. But for those of you who are listening in Maine or Michigan or Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Montana, etc., it's slowly getting nice outside. That means we, on the weekends especially, begin to go running with our dogs. Are our dogs ready for that? And do we change nutrition for our dogs as they become more active? After all, we don't want to be that 50%, and it is 50%, of overweight or obese dogs. And if you have now, at this moment, an overweight or obese dog, how do you begin to exercise with that dog? Dr. Kurt Venator will be here next week to talk about all of that. And as more rain comes, we are going to see, for sure, or your money back, more of this. It's called leptospirosis. Doesn't sound good, does it? And it's not good. Dr. Natalie Marks will also be here next week to talk about it.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woo-hoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
This is from a listener named Pedro, who says, I want to know why my puppy won't house train. Pedro says his family has tried everything, even rubbing the dog's nose in newspaper. Well, Pedro, do not rub your dog's nose in newspaper. I'm not sure what that proves. That your dog doesn't like reading the newspaper? How will your dog associate, I've had an accident in the house, unless you catch your dog instantly and at that moment rub your dog's nose in newspaper? Still not a good idea. But there's no way that your dog would ever understand that what I did 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, 5 hours ago, has anything at all to do with why this crazy human is putting my face in newspapers. I don't understand how the dog could understand that. And even if the dog could, it doesn't at all. Doesn't at all. So even if you catch your dog instantly doing number two in the house and then rub your dog's nose in newspaper, it doesn't at all illustrate to your dog what your dog should be doing. It doesn't teach your dog anything. Well, it may teach your dog that people are crazy or not to trust people, but it doesn't teach your dog anything about house training, which is what we want to do. So first off, put your dog on a regular schedule, your little puppy. So feed your puppy twice a day, three times a day, whatever you decide and your veterinarian recommends. Often for little puppies, and you don't say how old your puppy is, it is three times a day. But however many times a day it is, feed your dog on a regular basis. Yeah, you can give some treats in between, but keep those treats to a minimum. We want your dog to be on a regular schedule. If your dog is a young puppy, I guarantee, and by young I mean under 5 or 6 months, I guarantee that whenever, and it doesn't say here whether you have a large dog or small dog, and small dogs can be more difficult to house train. I understand that. So it is a guarantee for dogs that young that whenever your dog wakes up in the morning, whenever your dog wakes up from a nap, whenever your dog has been playing for more than, say, 5-10 minutes, your dog's going to have to go. Also, after eating, your dog will have to go. Give your dog ample opportunity to do that on a regular basis. Always take your dog out on a leash. Without that leash on, your dog could be running off into a corner. And you might think your dog did his or her business, and your dog really didn't. Also, your dog can play in the yard, have a good time, but not do what your dog's supposed to be doing in the yard. So with a leash on, we can control the dog. Take your dog to the same general location all the time, so that place becomes your dog's toilet. In the morning, your dog is more likely to perform, so here's your big opportunity to do it. Take a very special treat out with you. Vitabone little trainers work really well for this because they can be broken easily into small pieces. But something like that, that smells good, that tastes good, that your dog really, really likes, and better only if it's used for that purpose. Now, you take your dog out. Once your dog is in the process almost of doing number two and is finishing up, say, good boy, good girl. Act like you are so excited. After all, you should be so excited because you've done it right. If your dog has an accident in the house, it could be your fault. And it could be you should take that newspaper, roll it up, and hit it over your head because you're not doing things right. Now, having said all that, if your dog doesn't do what your dog is supposed to do outside after, say, 5 minutes, then don't just, I mean, your dog's having a good time just walking back and forth and sniffing. And by the way, walking back and forth, pacing can help your dog, can prompt your dog to do what you want your dog to do. That's a little trick just between us. But if your dog doesn't do it, you've got a loaded weapon. Take your dog back in the house. It's in the morning. Your dog's got to go. You know that. Take your dog back in the house. Don't let your dog wander around the house because then your dog will do what you don't want your dog to do in the house. Tether the dog to you. So as you walk around the house, your dog is right there. If your dog begins to squat, scoop up the little puppy in your arms, run like the wind outside, and let your dog finish business outside. And when that happens, just reward your dog, like I explained, with a very special treat and also with lots of praise. That is how you house train a dog. You don't need a newspaper. I like newspapers. I want newspapers to stay in business, but they shouldn't be in the business of punishing your dog because it doesn't teach your dog a darn thing. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. So coming up next, I want to have a conversation with Dr. Mike Dryden, a veterinary parasitologist, about this new way of thinking that on the human side, doctors have talked about for a very long time, and that is a double defense type protection against mosquito-borne disease. Well, for dogs, heartworm is just that. It's a mosquito-borne disease. Why do we need a double defense for our dogs? Well, we'll talk about that next.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months, and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Mike Dryden is a veterinary parasitologist, and there is such a thing. It's a job that probably, I don't know, do you have a lot of competition saying from other folks, I love fleas and ticks, I need to study these?
A little bit, and more every day.
I'm not sure you love fleas and ticks. In fact, the whole idea is to get them away from our pets.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I actually do love fleas and ticks. That's what I study for a living. But I love killing them more.
All right, so let's talk about that a little bit. There is now, and this actually has to do with heartworm. And we should probably explain heartworm comes from mosquitoes and dogs and cats, but dogs can die of heartworm disease. And what we're doing currently for a variety of reasons is not working perfectly.
Yeah. So, mosquito is what we call the vector. And you have to have that because one dog can't get heartworm from another dog directly. So mosquitoes got to feed upon that dog, pick up what we call microflurry. It's like a small larva in the bloodstream, and then transmit it to another dog or to another cat. And then they go through a prolonged period of development over a period of 6 or 7 months, and ultimately end up in the right heart or the pulmonary arteries in the lungs and mature. Now you got these anywhere from 10 to 12 inch long worms that are plugging up the arteries and causing damage in the lungs, and it's devastating. It's devastating to dogs. They clearly can die, and cats. And in fact, it's probably more pathogenic in a cat than it is in a dog because they're just so much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big of heart, not as big as lungs, and they cause massive damage in them as well.
Yeah, well, talk about cats separately, and maybe we'll do another one of these conversations about that. But I want to talk about dogs for a moment. So we've come up against some issues here with dogs. Talk about what they are.
In an area of the United States that we generally call the lower Mississippi Delta, we're somewhere about southern to central Missouri, south along the Mississippi River. There has been some pretty good documentation of some heartworm out there that's likely resistant to the normal preventives that we administer. These monthly preventives that we give our dogs and our cats on a regular basis, and they're all the same kind of class. They call macrocytic lactone. So they all work the same. No matter what product you're buying, they all work the same.
And they're good.
Yes. I mean, generally these products are 99.9 to 100% effective, and even today they still are. They work remarkably effectively.
So on the human side, if I make a comparison to, say, malaria, what those at the Centers for Disease Control and those types of folks have done have said, you know what, we need to make sure people are... So the medication itself works well, but we want more than that. And now on the animal side, veterinarians are beginning to do the same thing for heartworm and say, okay, we want to make sure the dogs are protected. We want to make sure they're protected, so we're going to do what's called a multimodal approach.
Well, that's actually correct. And we've done this in a lot of vector transmitted diseases before where, like malaria, you said, we have a drug, but we also then try to affect the vector itself. And so, yeah, there are those products out there that have been well studied that actually contain a compound called permethrin. And one of those is called Vector 3D, where the work has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And what that product does is it contains a repellent, or where the mosquitoes come in, light upon the dog, and they are essentially repelled and killed in the action of contact with that compound. And in fact, I think SIVA has called this what they call double defense, where they recommend, and it's essential that these dogs are on a heartworm preventive, but then add in this additional component to affect the mosquito itself. And that combination approach helps the dogs, and particularly with those resistant isolates that may be out there to the drugs in some parts of the United States, it adds that added layer of protection. This is being proposed, but you're right, Steve. This is not a new concept. This is something we've been doing for years in other types of mosquito and other insect-controlled systems, where we're trying to do more than just one thing to protect whatever that animal is in that case.
And I would argue that it's good for consumers, too, and here's why. It's where we began our conversation with fleas and ticks, because this particular product that you mentioned, Vector 3D, as it happens, is very effective at killing fleas and ticks. So now you're, in a way, getting a double defense for your dog regarding heartworm. You need, I hope, to purchase a flea and tick preventive anyhow, so you're getting more bang for your buck?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, any place you've got heartworm, you can have fleas and ticks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, clearly, in this situation, you've got you're basically getting a product that, yes, helps you in your heartworm, as we just discussed, but, yeah, also kills fleas and ticks, and to a certain extent, even will repel some of those ticks. So, yeah, clearly, it's beneficial to the dog and can be beneficial to the pet owner as well.
All right, excellent. Dr. Mike Dryden, thank you so much for the information.
Weather is warming up. We'll talk about how to get into shape with your dog next week.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next week.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
BizTalk Radio.